Good evening. Shas Rabbanim, Keila Kedosha, Chasheva family, with the Rebbetzin, Shivizecha Tarichasyam Mitech Briyas V'Achova. It's getting late, I'll try to be short. We heard now many points of Gadlus, Batara, Biyaz Shemayim, many different angles that over the year was mentioned a lot. We're actually closing the first year of the sudden p'tira from the Rav that shocked us all. And I think that only over the year we realized, we came to the reality what we're really missing. Anyone that had kesher and shaychus to the Rav, basically over the year realized how much yusayim ayinu ve'ein av. When I spoke to the Rabbanim of the community, I felt it. When we were challenged different views of community projects, we felt it. And now by the yard site, it says in the Swarm that by a yard site, the neshama goes from one madrega to the next, and the maisim tovim that the nifter basically did, so that takes him up to the next level. And when we talk about his maisim tovim and we raise the milus that was mashpi and others, and the all our batzus Torah, and your shemayim, amidus, and chesed, everything that was done, and that basically was mashpi on us to become higher and better, that gives him the lift from madrega to madrega. I want to give a small peek and a glance. I was like, my keshe with the Rav was more in community projects, which basically started when the Rav came to Rampa Chemesh like 20 years ago. I came the same year. And every time the Rav felt the need in the community for something, also with Kehila and also the greater Ramat Shemesh Aleph, he would just take the next step. It started with a phone call, an email, a meeting, another meeting, got the Rabbanim together. He was never taking credit. He was always behind the scenes, but sneers, ba'anova, quietly getting things done. And if we look back, how many strong, solid projects the Rav set up in Ramat Beit Shemesh, organization, Moisdus. It's unbelievable. People are probably not aware how much the Rav's impact and how he was miyased with his own two hands. Taras Moshe, which I'm basically the Manal, basically the Rav called me in one day that he feels there's room to make a special cheder for the Olim, that they need something suits them in a specific way. He had a clear mahalach how he wants it to be. He got the Rabbanim, as I said, phone calls and meetings, and the next step was he gave the name Taras Moshe, but it didn't stop there. He had exact thought out what it's supposed to be. He wants Ahavas Torah. How do we make Ahavas Torah? He chose the method. He wants Zichru Zilberman method. So the families there that made Aliyah and they want appreciate Torah, they should be excited of their son finishing Sefer Bereishis when he's young, finishing Chamishim Chumash Torah when he's young, finishing one Seder after the next of Mishnayos. That's going to make the motivation and the excitement about Torah. And he followed up on it. And he wanted to see the worksheets and the pictures, everything what's going on, and how they're going to learn Gemara, how many years are going to have for the Gemara. I want to see an eighth grader, he's ready for yeshiva. And he wants a higher level of Lamud Echol. And he had exactly planned out. Lamud Echol means tools for life, kardon lachbarba, and you learn solidly, strong, and high level, whatever you need. And we did research for that, and he was very involved on the top of everything. And we would think that, okay, so he gave a good idea and he let us go. No, he was involved in the first few years. It was tough with finances, with money. He went around, he got the other Rabbanim together, every night going around to the families, to the parents of the school, and raising money. And it wasn't a fundraiser. But he did everything to get his goal ahead and make sure that this place is going to be a makom that the kids grow in Torah Yos Shemayim Midas V'Derech Eretz. And if I would come to him, I'm still missing money, then that great fund came out of nowhere, which after the Levaya we found out that it was his personal, we could call it kupak tana, or basically his private checkbook or his cash, which over the time, it just wasn't money that was raised. It was just money that he just pulled out because he saw the need. And I was never stuck. every time there was an important need, he was there to make sure it's going to happen. And this, every mesiba joining, if the kids are going to be excited, it's going to make them learn, he's there. I remember I once wrote him an email. Actually, when Rabbi raised the question and answers, I saw the handwriting in the email. Whoever's familiar with Rav Linowitz's, the Rav Zatzal's emails, people usually have a handwriting. He had a typewriting. Was it clear what's capital and what's with decimal? That was very clear. He very strong and tough when needed, and soft and edel rap, but the message is clear and sharp. I wrote him, Rav, this was the year before the Ptira. The year before you came to the Mesibah Siddur, this is Kita Mechina, and the mothers come, and there was a big Kiddush Hashem. They were very emotional about the Siddur that you gave out to the children. Could you please come again? I know it's Friday after Shavuos. It was a tough time. The Rav writes me back, the most impossible time is Friday, but who could say no to Kiddush Hashem? But he has one small request right after the Mesibah Siddur to take him to the bus. I wrote back, maybe a car to drive you back would be helpful. It would definitely be helpful, but that's not the need. The need is a ride to the bus. This is typical Rav Zatzal, which Pashtas Ba'anivis, and he came that Friday, and he didn't make any issue about it. This is Pashtas. He got involved in every single detail but the graduations to make sure every kid got his picture and will be satisfied with his learning. This is like, in a small, short glance, so many questions, and Ashkofa, and Allah, Chash Mishpat, Yerodera, Chaim, whatever we got involved, there was a clear, sharp sock without any doubt. If once we had a question about a child getting accepted into school, it was very complicated, and the Rav wrote, I'm not a manal, I was never a manal, but one thing, how could you say no for a kid to want to learn Torah? And we took him in, and Baruch Hashem, Blayin Hor is very successful in his Oyla Mas'ala. The same thing was quietly a girls' school, B'nai Smalka, the same involvement. And I spoke to Mrs. Ginsburg, the every single details, from the small to the big, it was involved, leading and guiding, paskening, and mamash to make sure that the girls get a good education. I saw in the chat one of the Chavre Kehila wrote when he came the first time to the shul, so the Rav right away welcomed him and made sure he had the next day of school. I used to get several calls and emails from the Rav. I met this person about this issue. I met this person about this issue. How do we solve it? He took the next step. That person had no idea what the Rav was busy doing for the next hours. But the Rav made sure every single concern, everything he knew and heard, he took the next step to make sure it happens. I remember he was all excited about, he was in Muncie, and there was a yeshiva called Shari Arazim, that the kid, they built their personality and their self-esteem. We have to make that in Ramat Bet Shemesh, and that's where Arzel Azivan turned out to. These are small things that basically started emails, meetings, phone calls, and they turned into big projects, which we used to go step by step. The same thing, the seminar, B'not Ramah. Again, there's a need. There are girls who don't have a place. Let's do, what do we do? Phone calls, emails, meetings, and they got the Rebbetzin involved, and Baruch Hashem is very successful, still leading that Moisid, and with the Yesoidus that the Rav put down. And this is like every time there was a need, there was something created. He called me in about child abuse. It was a very sensitive issue. After a few weeks and months, it turned into organization of Maneh, which the Rav basically signed on the Amuta, and it became his project. And there was a lack of funds. The Rav is not a fundraiser, but there's no choice. Gets the Kehili, calls the people, try to see what we could do, and makes sure that everything is going in the right way. Another angle was Kupa Shel Tzedakah was growing and growing, and a lot of heavy questions. The Rav got together with other Rabbanim, and the one that was always able to guide with heavy Chayshim Mishat questions, Yeridah, with the whole Dal Chelke Shulchan Aruch, to give sharp, clear, straight answers, was the Rav Zatzal, that made us very clear and calm that we know we're doing, how to divide funds for rehabilitation and how for support for food. And the Rav gave a clear guide on how much percent for this, and everything shooting Makaris, and it says over here, and all the Rabbanim were maskim, and it was very clear guided. And this is how, this is the whole derech that the Rav was involved, but sneez, the Pashtas Ba'anava. I remember one Leil Rosh Hashanah, I got knocks on my door. I'm in the middle of the simonim, and who's knocking at this hour? I open the door, and I'm shocked. The Rav is there. This goes back probably 15 years ago. What's the Rav doing at my door? What happened? The Rav is in shul giving Reverend members the long Lashon HaTovah, and the Rav says, I had to tell you Lashon HaTovah. I have a karas HaTov to whatever you do for the community. I was so embarrassed that the Rav has to come to me. Years later, when the Rav was hard for him to walk, he would still do it. I started to run to shul and wait on the long, long line for everyone to get a Lashon HaTovah, which it wasn't easy because everyone needed a warm Lashon HaTovah. And it took a minute, and 2 minutes, and 3 minutes. Sometimes Ari Stern made me a little protective, and I said, it's better for me to go to pass the line than make the Rav come to my house. But this was the Rav, Akaras HaTov. And Pasha, he couldn't even understand, like, what's the big deal? Anyways, this is all by the day of the Yahrzeit, coming by Shamayim. It says that the Neshama goes to Bezdin and is being done, how he could get to the next Madrega. There's no question that all these hundreds and thousands of children that are learning Torah and going up in Torah v'chesed, and all these families that were helped and guided, this is all a Ilu Neshama for Rabbeinu Chaim Zev ben Avram, Aaron Alevi, Zecha Tzadik Levracha, and we should be Zoyche Shbil Melitz Yoyche for us, the way he cared when he was here. He's for sure caring and going now. We should be a meditation for his family, for the Kehillah, for Hormat Bet Shemesh, and we should be Zoicha for Tchias HaMeis and Bias HaMashiach B'Korav. Amen.